Hey, what's going on, Clipper folks? It is me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
And we're your friendly neighborhood Clippers podcast.
Yeah, we're hanging out every day. Episode drops 7 a.m. Monday through Friday.
That's right.
Come hang.
Yeah, a couple of best friends and Clipper credentialed media people.
Yes.
We are Locked On Clippers, and we got a heck of a show lined up for you today.
Mm-hmm.
We got a recap of the OKC doubleheader for you.
Oof.
Ups and downs.
ups and downs.
Ups and downs. But we're going to be talking about that, what we liked, well, what we didn't like, overall kind of how we're feeling about this. The Clippers rolling on this 7-game win streak.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's Monday, which means it's the freshies. Basically, we talk about new guys to the squad. And just things that are fresh in general.
Clothes, food.
So we got to talk Serge today, as well as Luke Kennard, and the Clippers' upcoming road trip. And then in Shavings, which is just kind of where we wrap up everything else, very sad loss of a longtime Clippers fan.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about some things that the Clippers have to work on. Great stuff from our sister podcast, Clipset Pod. Go ahead and check them out.
Really good stuff. We got to give a shout out to Built Bar. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, you'll get 20% off your next order.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So, real quick, the Clippers weekend recap. We're going to talk the Friday game really fast. We beat the Thunder 120-106. Wasn't as close as even that scoreline.
Yeah.
Really let you know. PG 29-7-5, Kawhi 31-8-2. Serge and Zoo, as we kind of talked about in the preview episode, did their thing against a Thunder team that has no actual rim protector or center on it.
Yes.
Which was great. Shea had a 30 piece, which, hey, just happy we got the win, got to see Shea do his thing. But the Sunday game.
Well, one through line before we jump into the game. We shot 30% from three, which was, we got beat by the Thunder in that department. Yes. Not by much, but that leads us into Sunday's game.
Yes, which we won 108-100. No Marcus Morris. He was a late scratch due to a stomach illness.
His stomach hurt, I believe, was the official ruling.
Yes, said his stomach hurt. Hope he's okay. Also, Patrick Beverley had to not play the second half.
Due to the
knee soreness.
The ever-pervasive knee soreness.
So that was unfortunate. We're going to talk about what happened there. But what we liked about this game is the fact that Kawhi Leonard, Kawhi dragged us to this win.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
The Clippers, some of the basketball in this game was horrendous from both sides. But Kawhi had his third game in a row with 30-plus points. He had 34, 9 boards, 8 assists, 0 turnovers.
The 0 turnovers to me is like mind-boggling.
He has a better assist to turnover ratio in terms of people who get like real usage.
Yeah.
Then I think everyone other than Nikola Jokic maybe.
Yeah, than a lot of point guards. I mean these are like
are the two best point guards in the NBA, Jokic and Kawhi right now.
These are elite point guard numbers.
Yeah,
we'll see how it continues for the rest of the season, but so far looking very good.
And he was the only Clipper who could actually make a jump shot during some stretches of this game. There was, just some situations where it was like Kawhi had to bail us out, and he did.
Definitely.
It's hard to beat a team twice kind of like this, like in this weird format.
Yeah, with less than 48 hours of turnaround time.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're tired. Couple notable last-minute scratches for the Clips.
Definitely.
It's one of those sort of ugly wins that, like...
scratches, like, shit.
Yeah, I think that it's one of those kind of games, especially in a game where Paul George struggled so much, which we will talk about in detail a little bit later, but it's one of those gritty wins that I think does show you the backbone of a team to a certain extent.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a make-or-break game, but, like, building up these kind of wins, I do think does something for a team and their confidence in high pressure, higher pressure than this situations. Because if the Clippers had played, if things had shook out like this against a lot of other teams, this is a loss.
It's a rough night. We shot 30% from three, even worse than the one that you mentioned. But again, Zubats and Serge looked great in this game.
Yes.
Zoo played the entire fourth quarter, I'm pretty sure, because Ty Lue was like, he was in a rhythm. He was playing well.
And we weirdly needed his size on the interior against this Thunder team that, we said in the game preview, like, is a little soft there.
Yeah, they're scrappy. Mike Muscala also might be the first player that Zubats has realized that he's bigger than, because he gave Mike Muscala a couple shoulders that was like, oh, I don't think I've ever seen Zoo really bang into
anyone. Back somebody down like that. Yeah, no, these were both great games for that, for Zoo kind of getting into that mindset.
What PG
that,
said.
Yeah, yeah, that mentality.
On Sunday, Zoo had 10 and 11. One of the few really consistently good defenders for the Clippers on Sunday.
Yeah.
And Serge was crazy efficient. He went 7 for 8.
Yeah.
6 boards. Like, it was good center play. It was great.
Yes. Yeah, it definitely was. And it was so needed also. We got to talk about the Reggie Jackson performance, because
it was the full Reggie Jackson experience.
Yeah, I feel like half of it, I gotta be honest, I really liked. He's had 10 points in that third quarter.
He outscored our bench scoring in 2 minutes when he had to come in. Because, so, okay, for if you missed it, Pat Bev did not play that second half. Reggie had to come in and immediately just hit shots.
Yes.
Yeah. And then did a bunch of other stuff that almost cost us the game.
And then in typical Reggie fashion, the longer the ball was in his hands,
the worse
somehow he got, but in a way that is like, it's not even cumulative. It's on exponential.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's on exponential badness.
But I mean, you know, what we liked for the weekend too, we got 2 wins. The winning streak's at 7. You got to win ugly games. You got to win games like you do on Friday where it's a little easier. It was weird, but so let's talk about what we didn't like, which we can go back to the other half of Reggie Jackson's performance. Also, we really hope Bev it's just soreness. We hope he's back for the game against the Hawks.
He was working hard in that one, man. Had 3 steals.
Yeah.
Shooting,
he was playing great.
Shooting splits weren't great, but he was doing everything
grabbing
else.
Grabbing rebounds. He was doing everything you expect Pat Bev to do. But yeah, I mean, Reggie was out there too. There was some stuff that kind of ties into like Ty Lue was tinkering in this one.
Yeah.
And it was kind of the first time I was a little frustrated by some of the stuff. Like, we were in a jam, right? Because Bev was out.
Yeah.
But we saw like Reggie and Luke on the court a couple times together, and that obviously just like didn't work. But yeah, Reggie, he missed Batum. He like turned the Thunder brought this game to like within like 5 points late because of George Hill and because of some stuff Reggie did. But I don't know, man. We pulled this one out.
Yeah.
It looked horrendous at sometimes in this game for both sides.
Definitely. And another wrench in the system of kind of clipping along in this one. PG had a really kind of a rough showing.
Horrible game.
On Sunday.
He had a borderline horrible game on Sunday.
Yeah. He finished with 11, 5, and 4. The splits were awful. And he was not great on defense. But here's the thing. I thought all game something looked off. Like, he was slower.
Not just the 1 p.m. start time. Yeah.
Yeah. He was slower. We did hear post-game that he does have some sort of hammy tightness.
I don't like it.
Stummy sickness, hammy tightness.
I don't like it.
I'm not liking anything that's going on there.
Yeah, Paul George hamstring watch is in full effect right now.
Yeah. So hopefully this is just a temporary kind of hurdle and he's back in the lineup.
100%.
Are you going to be worried if he's not in the lineup for the
Hawks game? We have a crazy 6-game road trip coming up, so I'm kind of like, the turnaround time's weird.
It is.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But there was some concerning stuff, too. We got beat on the glass against the Thunder team on Sunday, which doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Yeah, pretty handedly beat. For a team that doesn't have, like we said, like we keep reiterating,
they don't
like,
have a center right now.
Yeah. It's Muscala and Roby. And the Clippers have the size and, you know, the physicality to come out on top in those sort of matchups. They looked a lot more authoritative on the interior today overall, I thought. I don't know. That the rebounding thing, I just feel like, is one of those through lines, I guess, that we're going to be talking about all season until it's finally fixed.
Yeah, the three-point shooting was real bad on Sunday. We shot 30% from three. They thankfully shot 20%. They didn't make a three in the first quarter.
Which is, I don't think, ever going to break our way again. If we shoot 30% from three, I don't think another team is going to go 20%.
A good thing, though, we took 46 threes.
So this I
love.
We were
on pace for like 50. It was, Kawhi took 5 threes in the first quarter of the game on Sunday.
Yeah, so this I love. I guess the one thing that I don't like about the poor three-point shooting is we are generating quality looks, but we haven't quite figured out, other than use Kawhi heavily, how to score when those looks aren't falling. We didn't get to the line enough. But anyway, that's
16 free throw attempts on Sunday, which is brutal.
Yeah.
It's not good.
And 6 of them were late game Reggie ones that I think you could honestly strike from the free throw amount.
Yeah, Lou had a rough go in this one. Patterson had a rough stretch for a while. Like, I don't know. I mean, Shea had 30 on us on Friday. We did a pretty good job of locking him up on Sunday. George Hill auditioned well late in this game for the Clippers. Also, George Hill might be one of the strongest people in the league. He threw Zoo down.
He threw him to the ground.
Just standing up. Not in a way, they're just battling for rebound. But yeah. I don't know. How are we feeling real quick?
Dude, I'm actually feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good. These are the kind of wins that you have to grind out. It's a long season. It's nice to keep the win streak going. And so much went wrong, and we're still able to come out with the win.
Yeah, that's where we're at. The streak continues. We're at 7, feeling pretty good. Have a pretty brutal road trip coming up that we're going to talk about on the Freshies, as well as Serge's great weekend and a rough weekend for Luke Kennard. But first, again, we got to give a shout out to Built Bar one more time. Do they have new flavors over there at Built Bar?
They do. So the new Built Bar comes in 18 amazing flavors. Sick. The 6 new flavors include caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia.
What?
Lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. The bars are great. They're covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew. The important. The bars are healthy. They're great for the health conscious person. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low calorie. They're low sugar, high protein, high fiber. So they're great for keto diets. And right now, we have some very special offers for our listeners. You can get a free cooler with purchase. And also, if you go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON,
yep,
you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off. Once again, at builtbar.com. Please support them. They support the show.
Okay, welcome to the Freshies. Where we talk about every Monday the new guys, new trends, whatever you like to see. Talking some schedule stuff, too. This was a great weekend for Serge Ibaka.
It was.
I loved it. Also, just for Serge and Zoo, I guess, for both, what a perfect scenario to get on track playing the Oklahoma City Thunder, who have no real center.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit of a situation thing, but I'm happy it happened to our guy.
Yeah, absolutely. And Serge played so well in that Friday game that, you know, it did eat into the Zoo minutes a little bit. He was just so damn good. But it was nice to see Zoo playing down the stretch in Sunday's game. It's one of those things we've talked about here before, like what it's going to take for Ty Lue to have that kind of confidence in Zoo to mm-hmm. close. So
seems
it was great
like
to
it's
see.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was definitely great to see in this game that ended up being a little bit too close for comfort.
Yes. We didn't close the game out well.
No.
It was pretty sloppy. The third quarter, we didn't get a strong third quarter in either of these games. But, you know, Serge was so efficient. Zoo was a beast. He protected the rim. So Ty also kind of talked about Serge and Zoo getting the floor at some point. I think it was on Friday, maybe, when Batum was going to be out because of the birth of his child. By the mm-hmm. way, congrats to the Batum family.
Yeah.
Lily and Nick,
congrats.
Way to go.
Did you see the Clippers already got him a little Clippers...
onesie? We might have to get him a Batum Battalion onesie. I don't know. Do we think that they're ever going to share the court in a time when we have a fully healthy roster?
I just don't see...
It's only been talked about because of absences.
I guess I just don't super see the advantage.
Unless Serge is like lighting it up from three.
I know, but we just have other spacers.
Yeah.
That don't have to play the five as well. You know what I mean?
100%. I guess it'd be fun to see. I think it's a spot start thing. Like, it'd be a goofy thing. There's no way it would have the 10 game window like the Luke Lou Reggie minutes, which, I mean, maybe it deserves a timeline of 10 games more than that specific situation, because we all knew that was going to be bad.
No, it does not. I don't think that it merits. I mean, once again, depending on the time, depending on who else is staggered on the floor.
And the other team, right? Like,
yeah. And also, like, to what end is it trying to achieve? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's never going to be a closing lineup. Not even like to close out a quarter, let alone the end of a game.
For sure.
So I guess I struggle a little bit with, you know, like, truly, what's the utility?
Yeah, what is the point of it? It would be fun to watch. Zoo also hit a nice, like a mid-range elbow jumper.
It was great to see, yeah.
And it looked good.
Yeah, it was great to see. He was very efficient in Sunday's game, which, if you listen to the show, I kind of hamp on him all the time about that.
Yeah. Let's talk about Luke Kennard.
Yes.
We got to talk about Luke.
Yes. So... some rough shooting nights. He did do some other things. He had a couple of authoritative boards in the Sunday game, as well as four assists.
They were authoritative.
They were surprising, a couple of them. But, from a shooting perspective, on Friday, it was super rough. He was 1 of 7 from the floor, including 0 of 5 from 3. He was a team worst -7 in those minutes, which is rough. And then in Sunday, he was 1 of 5 overall, with his single make being 1 from 3 out of the 4 that he took. As I said, at least he did add a little bit more utility in other areas in this game. I guess the thing for me is we've talked about how Luke's position is different than what I thought it would be when he was signed to the team.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of like, I'm having trouble contextualizing what Luke is and how he fits into this team.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers are bad, obviously, from these two games. I'm happy he's taking the shots.
And
that almost seems like where I'm like, that's kind of what I'm hanging my hat on, I guess.
Absolutely. And he has had some great performances as well, to be clear. And also, I'm not counting on him just to score. Like, I thought, you know, maybe some more distribution. Look, I guess the reason I'm having trouble with it is if you look at him merely as a replacement for Shamet, a one-for-one, he's fine.
He's better.
He's better.
He can handle the ball.
Yes. If you look at him just as a replacement for Shamet, right? If they were on a similar contract. If you look at Luke as a $64 million...
which kicks in next year.
Yeah, young piece, like core piece, really. Some of the only youth that the Clippers have. I guess it makes me a little bit more critical. And obviously, there's still time to figure things out. I have not given up on Luke.
Oh, no way! But
yeah, not even close to giving up. I'm just saying, contextualizing, like, that's one of those things. It's one of those things you have to balance, right? Not just in terms of, like, his play on the court, but, like, you do at some point have to think about the asset as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you've invested significant resources in this asset. You got to take a bunch of seconds for absolutely nothing, which was great.
Yeah,
but
that's great.
The thing is like, what long term is the development of that asset? Are you able to develop that? Which, you know, maybe the answer is no, just due to the playing time that's available.
Yeah.
And if you cannot develop that asset, what is the end game?
So I think I really want Chauncey to work with Kennard a lot. I'm sure they
are.
I'm not comparing them player-wise, obviously. Very different. But I think that helped. This is a situation where I wish Sam Cassell was still with the team.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Kennard-man situations where I'm like, obviously Kennard is in line to get way more playing time and is a way better player than Terrence Mann. But this is where I'm kind of like, and maybe it's because of just familiarity, but I'm like, I wish Cassell was still with the team a little bit. Chauncey Billups, I'm sure, is doing a great job. So all the assistant coaches have done great, but like...
Cassell was proven in boosting, especially scorers'
like,
confidence.
Yeah, so yeah. I think it'll get worked out. I like his role right now, but again, it's hard in these games where we had these absences.
Yeah.
Where it's like, this is wonky, but... And the offense has looked so good
that
anyone having a bad stretch, you're like, how come you're not playing as well as everybody else? But... I think it'll get figured.
I mean, once again, as I said at the top, I'm in no way giving up on Luke.
Oh,
I'm just saying it's one of those things to monitor moving forward. Like, can we develop an asset like this?
Can he play?
Yeah. Can we develop an asset like this? Or what, if we cannot, what is the end game with that?
For sure.
Yeah.
And then, all right, real quick, we're talking, when does this Clippers level of play, like, slow down? Like, we have one of, if not the best offensive rating in the league while we're still working on sets, which makes no goddamn
sense. Plus 17.
It's amazing.
In this seven-game win streak, which is great. I will say, you know, we do have to take it with the caveat that it has not been the most challenging stretch of our schedule.
And now we get into a stretch where we're on a six-game road trip on the East Coast. We're at the Hawks, at the Heat, at the Magic, at the Knicks, at the Nets, at the Cavs. And then we play the Celtics and Kings back on the road again for two games. Home, where we play the Jazz twice. And then we go on another long East Coast trip after that. Let's just kind of talk about this first quick East Coast trip. Of these six games, what do you think the Clippers' record is going to be right now? We got the Hammy Titans with PG. If we go 500 over these six games, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Like you alluded to, the turnaround time is just so short.
It's crazy.
We play the Hawks at 4:30 on, Tuesday?
Yeah.
And then that Heat game seems rough, and it's a back-to-back from the Heat to the Magic, so we drop one of those three for sure.
Probably, yeah.
I think, like, undoubtedly. And then, you know, Knicks, Nets, Cavs. I mean, the Cavs can be a gruesome
defensive
team.
We saw what they did
to
the Nets! I mean, our defense is miles ahead of the Nets, but...
I know, but the Cavs, you know, have a great defense. They have a lot of size, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
So, I think we drop at least two of these six, but yeah, I'm with you. If we went 500, great. If we went 4-2, I mean, that's gravy. Anything else is just a cherry on top.
Yeah, and I, again, at this point now, I'm starting to get... I just want people to be healthy. is where kind of my mindset's at.
That's the most important thing, right? Yeah.
100%. But hopefully it's a good road trip for the Clippers. Coming up, we're going to be talking, we're announcing the winner of the Batum Battalion t-shirt design. We're talking something the Clips need to work on that we heard on the Clipset podcast. But first, we got to give a shout out to betonline.ag. I lost some money and might win some money. We're recording this on Sunday. Lost, thanks to the Packers.
You hedged your bets, though, like an intelligent bettor.
I did hedge my bets. Well, I bet on the Chiefs, which isn't going so hot right now as we're recording this. They're down a cool 9-7. But hey, there's only one place I trust to lose money or maybe win some money, and that is betonline.ag. If you go to there right now and sign up for a free account, use promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. A lot of blowouts this season so far in the NBA. Spreads are kind of goofy. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right. Welcome to Shavings.
Hey, we're back.
We're back with Shavings. Something interesting pointed out that the Clips have to work on is from our sister podcast, the Clipset podcast, hosted by Brian Cullen and Joseph Ryan Ward. Mo Dakhil of The Athletic, great guy. Shout out to Mo. Brought up that the Clips are near the bottom of the league in defending pick and rolls that include like an extra pass.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get that shit figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Pick and roll defense is something that, I mean, dooms you in the playoffs if it's not going well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So I think that's just a timing thing, right? Like, it's personnel, I don't know. Or it's just Ty Lue trying some stuff.
I think it's picking up a new system. I think it has been, unfortunately, guys in and out of the lineup, which is becoming the norm for us. And it's definitely had its ups and downs.
It's kind of surprising.
I do feel like overall, we've looked a little bit freer in our experimentation. Like sometimes when we're running to like a box and one or more of a zone thing.
We even ran the zone against the Thunder too.
Yeah, yeah. And then I do feel like switches and stuff are getting communicated a little bit better.
Yeah, because we're switching on literally everything.
Yeah, yeah. And then it gets a little bit worrisome. Not worrisome, but the usage of Kawhi and PG is both so high that I do think that sometimes the defensive numbers maybe look a little bit worse than they have the potential to be ceiling wise. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it's still early in the season. Like, it's going fast, but it's still early.
And I hate to say like ramp up or any like cliche like that, but like, dude, there just is a very real amount of energy a human can possibly expel.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes that gets difficult over 109 possessions or whatever.
Very true. We hope they get it figured out. And then we got to give an RIP. Larry King passed away this weekend, which is unfortunate. The vape god, if you've seen that classic picture of him hitting a vape. Broadcast legend and a Clippers fan.
I'm on DuckTales, Larry.
Yeah. Private jet. And Clippers fan. He loved the Clips. Are we getting Larry King Clippers jerseys?
I would love the idea. What number would it be?
One.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Yeah. Or the upside down Lou Williams 23. That'd be so tight.
That would be tight.
But we're ending on a happy note. The Batum Battalion t-shirt design winner has been chosen.
Ooh.
And it is.
Drum roll.
A Clippers fan. I can't do the drum roll sound effect. Can you? You're getting kicked off the drum roll. That's your drum roll. The winner is Clippers fan and fantastic graphic illustrator, Eddie Malden.
Hey,
shout out to Eddie.
Thank you, Eddie. Thank you, everyone who sent
in
designs.
Holy shit. I'll tell you one thing. We have 30 shirts we could design.
We got some.
We could pick.
We got some great submissions from everybody. So thank you so much to everyone who sent those in. Huge shout out to the Batum Battalion.
Oh, we're real.
This has been great.
It's going to be a good time. So we're going to get the t-shirts made, obviously.
Correct.
Got to have a physical t-shirt to give away. To get a t-shirt, it's very easy. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Let us know about your review. Maybe send a screenshot to shavings.podcast@gmail.com or find us on Twitter @LockedOnClips. We're very active on Twitter. We're going to put that into a raffle. We're probably going to do it in a week.
Yeah, maybe two.
Maybe two. And then we're going
to... Depending on how long it takes the shirts to get made. Yeah,
I
don't want it to feel like we're just stringing this thing along.
Absolutely not. But then we're going to pick 20 people and you get a Batum Battalion shirt.
That's right.
The design is fantastic. It's dropping on Twitter. Obviously, it will be on Twitter, too, so you guys can see it. And this might not be the last time we do this.
know if this is successful, or if this is even something folks out there are interested in, let us know at Locked On Clips.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you.
For sure.
And yeah, we'd love to keep stuff like this kind of going.
Yes, keep getting some fan growth. The Batum Battalion is so real. It's so great. Shout out to the Clipset Pod. They helped Brian and Joseph helped form this as well. But you're the leader, I think. You were the first.
Oh, yeah.
You were the crazy man muttering into his beer about how good Nick Batum was going to be.
Absolutely.
We all laughed.
He called me a fool.
And Joseph Warren, I think he had the name on it. So that about wraps it up for us on this Monday episode. Clippers got the two wins. We're at 7-game win streak. Life is good. Tuesday's episode, Twitter Tuesday. So send those questions in to at Locked On Clips on Twitter. Some Ty Lue talking. And of course, whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland, where can these people tell their friends to listen to us?
You can check us out on iTunes or the podcast app. We're also on Google Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on Stitcher. We're on Deezer. You can even tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Clippers. It works very easy. As we said, send in those iTunes reviews.
Yes.
We'd love to know what you think about the show. And yeah, we'd love to get you a Batum Battalion t-shirt.
Oh,
so thanks so much for rocking with us. As Chuck said up top, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. We're here for you. So thanks for rocking with
us. So come through. Yeah, thanks, y'all. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. We appreciate you.